friend's mouth.
Oh, what is today? Today's the day that we record a whole nother episode of Welcome to the DJ Fluff 313, I guess, podcast. So, today I had some crazy stuff. I remember some stuff back in the day, and I just had to kind of share it. I shared it with my boy Rock just a minute ago. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and share it with the world. It's the funniest thing. I'm basically about to squeal on myself on some old stuff that I did back in the day. So, stay tuned, and we're going to get to that real quick. I said it like I was going to have a song playing right there. Okay, so here we go. The story. A long time ago, a friend of mine, before applications and all this stuff was just taking over, we did the craziest thing. He came with this thing called a phone spoof number. Oh, man. So we ends up calling a couple people, doing some old crazy shit. Like, you can call a person, and whatever number you want to call that person to show up on that caller ID, it'll happen. So we called a couple people, and we put like 666 or 1-800, some old crazy stuff. And P.S. on some 666 stuff, no, I ain't on no devilish stuff. But what I'm saying is, it was funny at the time. It was cool. It was hilarious. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? So, you know me with my God background. I ain't doing that on purpose. But long time ago, we was basically young adults. I don't think I was like 20 even. So, what ends up happening is we said, hey, what would happen if you call the number with the same number? Would the voicemail come up? And sure enough, the voicemail came up. Oh my goodness. Now, this is the crazy thing about this. At the time, I think I was actually 19. I was 19. I had a couple lady friends. Hold on, this big old truck tractor is coming through real quick. And I think you probably still can hear me. So I had a couple lady friends, and I was like, you know what? Let's see if these women, the truthful ones, is really truthful. So I get to call in their phone. And with the same number, I'm all in their voicemail. When I tell you if it was 100%, okay, let me just say this. If it was 100 women that I call phone, only 63 was actually, even less than that. I had to say 75 of them was on some bull because it was bad. Now, as we call these numbers, and we're different things come up. Okay, so we found out all types of stuff. This one girl, she was messing with this guy and all this other, you know, just random stuff. I can't remember that, but I'm going to tell you the one I really remember. So I think I went out to the club. I think Club Space was open at the time. So, like I was saying, Club Space was open at the time, and I met a lovely young lady, you know, her and her friend, and, you know, I ain't gonna lie, body was banging. Oh, man, she seemed such a humble girl. She was cool. Her friend was a little humble, but her body was banging, too. So, we get to talking to them. It's me and my boy, and, you know, we switch numbers and everything else. Now, here it go. So, I called her number with her own number that night on some board stuff just to see what little secrets get all in her business and see what am I getting into. You know, I'm just not meeting her. You know, whatever. We parted ways, so I called the number. Oh, my goodness. So, when I heard these words, this is exactly what I heard, folks. B, if you don't come back here and bring my money back to my house, we gonna have some problems. I'm like, hold on, what's going on her voicemail? So it was like, we gonna have some other problems and all this bull crap and blah blah smack, you know. And he was heated. So then I go to keep listening to different voicemails. Here we go again, same guy. B, how you gonna have niggas come up in my house and take my stuff, my money, and everything else, and y'all took all this, all types of other stuff. So basically, after that, boom, I'm like, ooh, she sound very horrible. Like, she basically got this guy robbed and everything else. Got people come in his house and whatever. So I kept listening. Oh no, guess what? It was three other dudes the same way. Oh, actually, it was one more guy and a female. It was, I guess, her friend. So, this female was some type of... That's my instant message. But this female was basically setting dudes up. She'll meet them. She'll come over there, hang out and everything else. She'll peep out the whole area. Then after that, she'll call her homies up. And they'll come and they'll rob your house. They will rob your house, take your money, your jewelry, and everything else. See if you like that and everything. You know, certain things they can use. And they will come and get you. Now, when I tell you, I threw that girl number away so fast. Now, you know it's old because I think I had my flip phone at the time. So, you know, that's a long time ago. And she was killing my daytime minutes by just listening to her voicemail and letting all my homies hear it. Now, that was one. Met another young lady. Whole another young lady and everything else. Basically, meet her somewhere else. I think downtown at the time. And no, I think I met her at Technicolor. Yep, I was working at Technicolor. So meet her at Technicolor at the time, and I started peeping in her voicemail. Oh, I didn't know women was like this sometimes. All you hear is this. I guess her baby daddy was like, "Would you come get your child? Blah blah yaggity smack. You got your baby over here, and you ain't taking care of your business as a mama. You his mama." What? So we didn't even know she had a kid. Nah, keeping this was, I was working with this lady, and I kind of, you know, I was trying to have her come clean and everything else. He was I'm not judging people or nothing, but how he was saying it and how he was arguing at her about her come getting her baby and everything else, it was kind of brutal. I'm just saying it the nice way because I'm on here with y'all. So as he was saying all this about the about you come and get your child. Oh yeah, definitely he left a couple voicemails and went on day after day after day after day. Let's just say this. She left him on Wednesday. She came back 2 weeks on Thursday. That's a long time. And she was a deadbeat mama. But she was always talking about her going to the club, her hanging out, her we all should go hang out at from work and all this other stuff. No. No, 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 no. So I gave her too many times to come clean, but then after a while, it was like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I even asked her, dang, you don't got no kids or nothing, do you? She was like, nope. So now you got kids that you're dropping off at your baby daddy house, and you're not claiming them, and you ain't taking care of them, and you still out clubbing, and I was surprised you go to work, but I guess you got to have something to go clubbing with. Now, the moral of this story, sometimes I throw a moral in there, is learn who you're talking to sometimes. I know it's not polite to snoop in and everything else, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes with those three situations, hey, I'm glad I did it at that time. Now, because of those situations and a couple other ones, I will never, ever spoof nothing like that again. Plus, I'm married, so I mean, I'm good. I mean, you know, hacking in people's personal business, sometimes when you get to looking for stuff and you find any little thing, you can't wait to go off the handle because the fact is you found something. But in these three cases, no, it wasn't that. Oh, no, it wasn't that. This was actually kind of crazy. It was like it was too much. Y'all not taking care of your responsibility. How y'all supposed to be talking to me? And one girl was getting people robbed. I'm just saying. And then, I didn't tell you this part. The girl that was getting people robbed, you know, she called me and was trying to contact me and stuff like that. And I didn't know who she was because I deleted her number. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? In my head, I'm like, bro, if you don't get off the phone with this Carmen San Diego type chick, So, back to the moral of this story. The moral of the story is, watch who you're kicking it with, especially nowadays. If you meet somebody on the internet, you know, catfishing is popular now. I don't know why people doing it. Beats me. If you find somebody and you kicking it with them, and you go through their voicemail or emails or Facebooks and all that other stuff, you see a couple things you don't like, don't ask them about it, but try to be, not trying to be slick, but kind of, you know, talk about person or two. Find out another way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's better to find out early than be like, oh yeah, I'm marrying this girl and she's a porn star. Just find that out like after you said I do. That's bad. It's very bad. That's not my case. But I'm just saying, it's kind of crazy. This been your boy DJ Fluff. I just wanted to be on here for 10 quick minutes. Thank you, Anchor, for having me and everything else. So, if anybody can, please do me a favor. My DJ name is DJ Fluff 313, and I always call this the DJ Fluff 313 show or something like that. But I'm thinking about switching the name. If anybody can drop some comments or anything on Anchor, or go to djfluff313.com and drop some comments, or you know, send me an email from the message thing at the bottom. You can send me a thing, and we're going to probably switch the name of the show up. Give me some pointers. Give me some names. Give me some tips. What do you think? So, this been your boy. I guess you know the name, DJ Fluff 313, and I'll be back. Man, this was just too much of a story. I had to tell somebody something. See y'all in a minute. To the next story, my life is crazy. PS.com. Bye.